everybody, and welcome to Drunken Lullabies. It's me, Dustin, aka The Voice, here with our third episode, and tonight I'm feeling festive. Christmas is almost upon us. Christmas Eve is just around the corner, literally, and we are going to celebrate by having some Christmas winter ales, and hopefully you have a couple that you can enjoy along with us. First, let's welcome in my guest for the evening. Well, we have a guest and then a usual suspect. My co-host sitting across from me, looking like he just got off work.
Yeah. That's correct.
Okay. Welcome, Blake.
Hey.
Okay.
Nickname TBD.
We're not going to go.
We haven't decided on that yet.
Audible fart is not a good...
Blake the Audible Fart is probably not
It's not a good nickname.
I mean, it's all right with me, but...
I don't know.
I'll have to play with the ladies, with the crowd. Yeah, the wife might not be that...
Who's your husband? Oh, he's the Audible Fart over on Drunken Lullabies.
Yeah.
I'm real proud. All right, and joining us, our third chair for this episode... is my buddy Andrew.
Hello.
And he's a craft beer fan. He's also in a band. If you're out and about and happen to see a band called Drugs Delaney on a bill, make sure you go check them out. A couple months ago, they played a show with Local H in Bloomington that I heard went very well.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Out at the castle, wasn't that?
Yeah, it was a really, really cool show.
Awesome. And so they've got a new album coming out in the next couple months,
I believe. Yeah, probably about February or so.
Okay, so yeah, I'm sure there's a chance you may hear some of those songs down the road, so keep your ears open. But in the meantime, he's just here to drink. He's not here to promote.
No.
He's just here to enjoy some beers with us tonight. We still have the drinking game going on. If you listened to our first two episodes... the rules keep expanding every episode, it seems. But
people will just be chugging their beers eventually.
We want you to have fun with us. We know you're not drinking the same beers because you don't know what the fuck we're drinking yet. We want you to enjoy yourself. And the rules are this. Anytime somebody swears, like I just did, you take a drink. Anytime somebody makes a movie reference, that's a drink. Anytime somebody does a voice or impression of any kind, that's a drink. Oh. Anytime somebody audibly farts in the episode or belches, where there's, it's
any gas, any form of gas leaving the body.
Any expulsion.
Yes.
That is a drink. And we also said, anytime the word douche comes up, but I think that was tied in.
Douche.
Yeah, that was tied in with the swearing. So,
yeah.
We've got a word of the episode. So anytime our secret word comes up, you have to take a drink. And tonight, the secret word is winter.
Ah.
Yes. It's always tied into the episode. Yes. So anytime the word winter is said, you have to take a drink. You guys ready to get started?
Absolutely.
Sure. We should probably try this winter warmer ale we have.
Yeah.
Our course.
Our first beer of the evening is one that Blake brought. It is from Dark Horse Brewing out of Marshall, Michigan.
Yep.
They've got some good stuff. I really enjoy their Crooked Tree and Double Crooked Tree.
Oh, yeah. Very solid.
What's their... it smells like a meeting.
Smells like a safety meeting.
That's it.
Yes.
Yes.
I think they used to call it smells like weed or something, but they got a little trouble there.
Safety meeting is some inside lingo there.
Very dank beer. That's
yes,
for sure.
For sure. So yeah, this is their 4-Elf Winter Warmer, and it's aged in rum barrels, looking at about an 8.75 ABV. Feel free to start sipping and enjoying while I read the little description here. It's got spicy aromas like cinnamon and clove, and it gives this dark brown winter warmer a proper holiday welcome. Balanced between malt, hops, and spice, this beer goes great with all holiday foods. From sweet snacks to the roast beast.
Nice.
Yeah, this is a good one. They also sell just the non-rum barrel aged. The if somebody's listening to this and they want to try it, you can probably go to your local liquor store right now. At least in the Midwest, they'll have just the 4-Elf Winter Warmer. This rum barrel aged one is one that actually I picked up at their 4-Elf party that Dark Horse does every year. Just had it recently,
right?
About a couple weekends ago. It's a great time. I wasn't able to make it this year, but you know, I went in 2014, and that's when they also released their they have their Plead the Fist out, and,
okay.
which is awesome. And you can usually find that around here in the Midwest on a shelf. And so that's when they released their Bourbon Barrel Plead the Fifth.
Do they limit how many bottles of that you can
yes,
buy?
Yes, they do. I believe last year the limit was one case of this. So, I mean, you can get a pretty decent amount.
Right, for sure.
And, I mean, it's going to be a little pricier. I forget, you know, it might have been... case might have been about $100 or so.
Yeah.
It's not.
But what you
cheap,
can do is you can bring it back and divvy it up and trade with all your beer friends that couldn't
exactly.
go.
And it's great stuff. And it's fun. If you've never been to a brewery release, I went to that release. It was awesome. I mean, we had to get there early. I was 325th in line, and I got there on a Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And we didn't even you get to place your beer order the next Saturday morning at like 7. And then they assign a time to come back and pick it up.
I know so. Three Floyds Dark Lord Day is probably the biggest one in this area.
Yeah.
A lot of people go to that. They have metal bands that play.
Yeah, that one's definitely bigger than the Dark Horse one. But the Dark Horse one's pretty good size. You get to try some good beers. I tell you what, standing in line... it was probably like the most fun part of the night because everybody brings different bottles to share, and I got to try some rare beers I never would have had the chance to, just because everybody's there, they're sharing, they're having a good time. It was good. Keeps you warm too, because standing outside in Marshall, Michigan, in December, it is not warm.
No, I would not think so. And you know, this beer, it feels like it could keep you warm a little bit. It doesn't quite have like a really strong.
It doesn't have a
heat smell. It doesn't smell boozy to me.
No.
If anything, it's more sweet.
It does kind of smell like, I don't know if you guys have ever worked at a food service place growing up. But
no.
You know the dumpsters out back that you...
Are you saying this smells like a dumpster?
A little bit, but then it actually, when you taste it, it actually really opens up. And it's amazing.
So, we've had a beer that smelled like a balloon, tasted like a Band-Aid, and now smells like a dumpster.
Yeah.
This is that real yeasty... I worked at Chuck E. Cheese. It was a terrible
experience. Were you Chuck E.?
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
I was so good at it, they actually scheduled me 2 days a week just to do Chuck E. Because, like, I was just working kitchen, and they came back, and I'm like... We need a Chucky. He called in sick, and I was like, "Well, hell, I want to do it."
Is this where you learned your rock star moves?
Oh yeah, well,
yeah.
I just practicing
the high kicks.
I just did 70s dance moves, and kids ate it up.
If anyone is not familiar for some reason with Chuck E. Cheese, I don't know if there's somewhere in the country they're not in, or Showbiz Pizza,
Showbiz Pizza,
as they used to be called. Yes, it's you can have a child's birthday party there, and they have creepy animatronic animals.
Yeah,
that,
they have a robot band.
Yes, and Chucky is the mouse.
Yes, rat.
A rat? Is he a rat?
I don't know.
Is he a mouse?
Whatever he is. I think he's a mouse.
When he's
Andrew's a Chucky expert here.
When he's like 6 feet tall, I think that's classified as a rat.
Yeah. And
the worst part was like doing the birthday parties was pretty cool, but then when they'd make you walk around like the game room, they'd always have somebody with you. Well, then there'd always be a parent that would grab that.
Oh yeah,
person.
You got your buffer.
Oh
person.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like they would just these little kids would circle around you. And then one grabs for your head, so you have to hold on to your head. And then they just start kicking, biting, like I had scratches and marks all over me.
Oh, wow.
Like, dude, it had one kick me square in the nuts. Like,
I believe that.
Yeah, dude, it was really, really terrible.
Throw him in the ball pit.
Man, I might have pushed him into the coin machine.
Now, I know Showbiz used to serve beer. Does Chuck E. Cheese serve beer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So then,
I actually saw a really good fight between the two really... Fathers of the Year.
Awesome.
Yes, that was a highlight for me.
Nothing like children, video games.
Oh yeah, no,
and beer.
Yeah. That place,
I guarantee they weren't drinking stuff like this.
No,
it was more of that beer water, most likely, that gets the locals really worked up and crazy. I saw some things going on at the state fair this year. I didn't think Budweiser was that potent, but apparently so.
Why? Okay, hold on, time out.
Yeah,
we'll talk about beer here. Why? In every venue, stadium, civic center, why is Budweiser the only person that gets to go in? Like, that bugs the shit out of me.
Okay, well, recently they just bought
that seems
Miller.
Like a monopoly to me.
So they're going to have an even bigger monopoly now because Budweiser owns Miller Brewing now.
Oh, did that get through? Did that approved?
I thought so. Oh. I mean, it was a while back, but, you know, my mind's a little hazy.
Yeah.
But I seem to recall that they, that went through. But
either way, they're still huge. I mean, they're trying to buy up all these craft breweries.
Yeah.
I will say they did buy Schlafly when I was at down in St. Louis. I mean, I believe they bought Schlafly. Either that or Schlafly just actually is in Busch Stadium, which would surprise me.
Well, yeah.
In Busch Stadium, if they let Schlafly in.
Here's the thing. You can start to find more craft beer at some arenas. Yeah. A couple months back, I went and saw Def Leppard and Foreigner and Tesla in Bloomington. And they had just opened... it was in Bloomington. I take that back. It was in Moline at the iWireless Center. They had just renovated it. Big expansion project. And they opened a new area on the upper level that was a craft beer lounge. And it was sponsored by a brewery that I had just visited for my birthday beer road trip. They're called Green Tree. They're out of LeClaire, Iowa. Great, great new place. They've only been open probably about 4 months now.
Okay, cool. LeClaire, that's where those American Picker guys are.
That's true.
You said LeClaire, and I was like, I've heard of that.
It's a big touristy town, but they got their own distillery, and they got their own brewery now. And they had four of their beers on tap, and they're going to rotate,
that's
I guess.
That's cool. You know,
I
think that's going to catch
on
more. They
were the same price as the Budweiser. That's what I couldn't
believe.
That's
shocking.
Wow, yeah, that is wild. Yeah,
so everybody's getting these Budweisers, and I'm going and I'm getting... You know, like an IPA.
It's probably twice as strong.
Yeah.
I was getting
tasted
more.
A hell of a lot
better. Not that we drink to get drunk, but it's an okay perk.
It helps to get a little bang
for your buck. That's right.
Yeah. So, I'll say that I'm the first done with the.
Yeah, I talk too much. That's my problem.
Yeah,
but as the host,
that's how good it is, though. It's really
Good. This.
Don't let my.
It definitely reminds me of Christmas, though. Just kind of this.
I'm getting a little bit, like a nutmeg type.
And like that clove kind of.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it kind of, and that kind of reminds me of, how. Some of those pumpkin beers taste, but it doesn't have
a little dark.
It's almost like if you took the pumpkin. Yeah, yeah, exactly. A little licorice. Yeah, that's a good point. Which is where the licorice flavor comes from. Yeah. So it has a little more of the licorice. It's almost like you took out pumpkin, add a little licorice flavor, and it's definitely good. I enjoy it.
Well,
I don't taste a lot of the rum though.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Maybe the malt smooths it, gives it some boozy, but
I mean, it's only 8.75, so it's. Yeah, it's not going to be like your bourbon.
Probably just amps it up a little, because it'll smooth it. But
it was actually really smooth too, going down. Like it was nice.
Yeah, like if someone told you that was 5.5-6%, you'd probably be like, because 8.75. I mean, you know what? Some of the bottles you drink, the bottle is 12-13%. You get an 8.75. You're like, but really, that's still pretty high volume.
I'd say we'll try. We'll go with number two for this evening. This is going to be an experiment. This is an Abita Christmas Ale, and this is from last year.
Oh,
so
same one, huh?
Yeah, I stuck one back because it's kind of unusual. Every year they do a special dark ale for the holiday season, but they change the recipe every year.
Okay.
So this 2014 is going to taste different than the one you find on your shelf.
Yeah, that's like what Anchor does, because Anchor releases a Christmas beer every year, but they tweak it a little.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe Abita tweaks theirs more.
No, I mean, it does say on the side, drink by March, but
whatever.
I drank one back in August, and it was okay.
Yeah.
It's a 6.13 ABV. This is going to be the lightest that we're drinking tonight. But yeah, we're sharing a bottle of it, so if it doesn't taste great, we don't have too much to drink. But this was, I stuck it back from last year's holiday season and stuck it down in the reserves.
Wow, it's got almost like a piney smell or something.
Yeah, it has a real piney taste too. Taste some orange?
Yeah, almost a little...
Because I hadn't had a whole
orange
lot of...
Orange, almost a little bready on the end. I don't... That might sound...
Yeasty.
A little different. Yeah, probably just the malt and that, but it has almost a kind of funky flavor at the end.
Yeah.
Most of their beer... Well, I don't know if most, but the ones I've had generally are in the fruit kind of variety. Like, they've got a really good strawberry lager. That was the first...
They sell a lot of the fruit ones locally. I know they make a lot of other stuff, but yeah, you're right. I haven't seen a lot of the IPA or something. Good. I know they make one called Turbo Dog that's a stout, I believe.
These guys are out of Covington, Louisiana, so...
Yeah, they're not far...
They've been around for a long time. I believe they've been... They're one that's been acquired by another company. Mm. But yeah, it was just one of those things. I was looking for something for my beer advent calendar last year, and I picked up, a sixer of this, and then just enjoyed the rest of them through the year. But yeah, this one, It's okay. It's nothing really to write home about, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not as good as that Dark Horse.
No. Well, yeah, I would be
and even
surprised if it was.
Even the regular Dark Horse, I think, is probably going to be a little better. This isn't bad.
No.
You know, by any means, I mean, it's hard for me to absolutely hate a beer.
It wasn't super expensive. You know, it's a budgetary one. You can probably pick up a six of it for probably like $8-9, I would say.
I do like how they changed the recipe.
But yeah, that's kind of what intrigued me, that it was like, oh,
you know, maybe I don't know how different it is. You might like
the next.
Yeah.
I guess I'll find out once I crack one open from the 2015 batch. By the way, how's your beer advent calendar going? Did you decide to join in for the second half of the season?
You know, I with the baby and all, I got a little lost. I've still been drinking some, but I
was not able to, the
sleepless nights and all that jazz.
I'm in the home stretch.
Squeezing a beer when I can.
Down to like my final six pack in the back of the fridge of my newspaper wrapped bottles. So
hopefully
there's some good ones in there, and got a big bomber waiting for me on the 24th, of course.
There you go.
All right. Well, I think now we'll go around as we finish our beers. Oh, well, Andrew already finished his. We forgot to say what we were drinking out of. So we should...
Oh, that's right.
Let's see what everybody's selections were. We double fist here on Drunken Lullabies because we drink our beers two in each segment. So we need two glasses. My first one, I've got a vintage Hamburglar glass from McDonald's, 1977, the date
that's
on that
amazing one.
And
how
also,
do you find these?
Flea market. Some of them I've acquired I had when I was a kid.
Just that old.
Yeah. Well, this glass is older than me. By a few. This other one is the Biff Tannen's Pleasure Paradise pint glass from Back to the Future 2.
Really jealous.
This one I picked up at my store, Co-op Records in Pekin. I special ordered it in. This is a recent one. Andrew, what did you go with?
I went with my favorite wrestler ever, which is Ultimate Warrior.
Very nice.
Good choice. I used that on a previous episode.
Yes.
That's very nice. And he hasn't killed anyone or any of the...
Well, he's dead.
He's dead. I hope
so, it'd be hard to now.
Referencing us, all these wrestlers that seem to go
nutty. Jimmy Snuka.
I don't know. As sad as all of our wrestlers from our past that we love are just... dying by the way.
No,
Macho Man.
This year was just terrible.
Yeah, pull out any of my pay-per-view DVDs, and at least half of them are dead now.
Yeah, to quote Goldberg, who's next?
Yeah, I made the mistake of watching like an old Royal Rumble or something like that, and like it was sad.
Dusty Rhodes and Roddy Piper went like super
very,
quick.
Very close. Yeah, no, it was not a very good year for 80s wrestlers.
Not so much.
The other cup I have is a Joker cup. Go with a smile.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Blake?
I've chosen to go with one of your mini Camp Snoopy collection glasses.
It was a collection.
This is a...
Those were from McDonald's back in the 80s.
Yeah, nice. And let's see, we got Snoopy catching a raft that Charlie Brown is in. So, in case I drink out of another
good
episode,
grief.
I know you're keeping track of which one I've had.
Yeah.
So. And then the other glass is just a Bears glass. You know, love them or hate them.
There's been better seasons.
Yeah,
there's been worse seasons.
Got to stick with my team. I won't say the. The beer, it says on the other side.
Yeah.
It does have the Bears logo, which
I believe
is nice.
I picked that one up either at Broadway Liquors just because it had the Bears logo on it, or that's the one that the podcasting god Blake Clayton gave to me because he knew I collected pint glasses. So it either was free or it cost me $2.
Really set you back.
All right. Well, I think we're going to lead into our music. Segment of the show. Every episode we feature a different indie band, and this week it is Direct Hit. They're a punk band from Milwaukee and Chicago area.
Nice.
Nick and Devin sing and play guitar. They got Danny on drums and Steve is the bass player. They've released two LPs, 5 split 7 inches, a split 12 inch, and there's a new album that they've been working on, and it's in the mixing process, but the release date is still to be determined, much like the New Drugs Delaney album.
True.
But I have heard that. And it sounds good, people. Make sure you check it out. So, yeah, we're going to play one of their songs. This is probably the song that will just grab you by the balls and make you want to drink, in my opinion. So we're going to play
your chestnuts.
Yeah, your chestnuts. Good one.
Nice work.
So yeah, we're going to kick things off here with Direct Hit, and this is The World Is Ending, No One Cares. Hit with The World Is Ending, No One Cares. You know what? I care, because I fucking love that song. I saw them play at Riot Fest a few months back, and that song live was insane. It was the only circle pit I was in the whole weekend. It was probably the highlight of my Saturday. They were on a small side stage. Everybody was seeing some big major label band, and I was seeing Direct Hit, nice, and having the time of my life, nice, with, you know, about 150 people that were all there just to see
those
them
guys are fun.
And screaming along, and, you know, those smaller shows at the festival.
That's the best kind of show I've ever been to. These big concerts where you're sitting out in a crowd. I mean, I'd rather be at a small show, like you're saying. A few people just getting wild. That's fun.
Fun thing about them, they're not real big on craft beer. They tend to be more of Miller High Life guys, like
champagne,
our friends.
Champagne of beers.
Yes, exactly. Our friends Red City Radio that we spotlighted last episode.
They each their own. We don't judge.
But they do have their own hot sauce, which is interesting. It's called Dome Splitter, and it's a collaboration with a hot sauce company, Soothsayer, and they put that out. So if you like hot sauce and you like punk rock, yeah, look for that and check it out. And I think now we're going to jump into beer number three, sticking with the Chicago scene. This is one of mine for the evening. This is Pipeworks. They make a lot of really weird beers.
A lot.
Some of them are good.
One that tastes like a pastrami sandwich.
Some aren't. And some are amazing. You never really know what you're going to get.
It's fun, though, you know, because some breweries, like, you know, Founders, I love Founders, but they pretty much release, you know, the same, whatever, 10 beers or something every year. You're always going to get the same things. Like, it's just kind of fun about them, you know, is you never know what's
coming.
Most
of these are very limited. Sometimes they will make this, and they'll just do one batch of it, and they won't ever make it again. What I do, because you cannot get this where we're from, I've gone up to like a Benny's in the suburbs, and when I found one that carried Pipeworks, I grabbed one of every bomber that they had. I didn't read the description. It was just like, it's Pipeworks, I'm going to try it. And this was one of them that I grabbed, and it is called Stormy and Dark, and it is described as a Caribbean cocktail-inspired ale. It's 8%, and it's brewed with ginger root, lime, molasses, and coconut. I kind of worked it in with the Christmas theme because it's got ginger, figure gingerbread, molasses, maybe some kind of Christmassy
flavors. I'm sure they celebrate Christmas in the Caribbean.
Yeah, you know, pirates
go out like on Christmas. Go out on a limb here and guess it's named after the dark and stormy drink.
Which
is dark rum and ginger beer.
Ah, gotcha.
That's all. I mean, as a bartender, I know that is what it's named after. And I tell you what, I tasted it, and I love it. It's so different.
Yeah.
I want to get more. When did you get this?
It was a while back.
Dang it. I don't have any more.
I've been sitting on this bottle.
Really, it's just so different. It's literally like no other beer I've had, and it's...
It was probably back in...
Dude, that's delicious.
April, I would say.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's 8 months gone. I doubt I'm finding this.
So, this is a winner for you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Some people probably get it and hate it. I love ginger.
Yeah.
And
it's got the lime and the coconut.
And it does. And I love coconut. Usually I like coconut and like stouts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that flavor with it. But
yeah, that's more common.
This is just so, it's so weird. But that's what I like about Pipeworks is you're never going to find something like this.
I will say I like it better than I thought I would. That's why this was the last of the Pipeworks bombers to be opened. Yeah. It was just kind of like, I'm going to wait till I have company over, because if I don't like it, I don't want to force myself to drink a whole bomber. So I can at least be like, oh, well, I'll only drink half a pint.
Yeah, when you got it out, I read the description, and I was thinking, I'm probably not going to be one of those Pipeworks that I really like. But that's what's fun about them is you got no clue.
I had one that was god-awful. I'm trying to remember what it was called. It was a collaboration with like a chef or something from up there, but it was purple. The beer was purple.
Interesting.
And it was bought strictly because of the novelty that it was purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it had a very strong vanilla flavor on it.
Weird.
It was great when you first started drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Because split between the two of us, we each got like a full pint. About a quarter of the way through, you're like, all right, it's not as good as I thought it was. Halfway through the pint, you're like, I don't even know if I like this. 3/4 of the way through your pint, when will this be done? By the end, absolutely hated it. So
judging your life the whole time.
Yes, exactly. So luckily, this is not one of those beers. This is pretty solid.
Yeah,
it's good. Really, it's good. Just light. I mean, it's
definitely
funny,
goes down
we're
easy.
We're opening it for like Christmas time, and I can almost see myself like in the summer on a hot day, it's like refreshing, you know? It's, it does almost taste like you're having like a cocktail,
I think the molasses is what was throwing me off. It is more lime and coconutty, you know?
You put the lime in the coconut.
And then we're going to drink it all up, you know?
I'm surprised by it, actually. I didn't think I was going to like it.
Well, who knows? Maybe this is one that got good feedback and sold well, and maybe they will make another batch. Well,
I'll probably get online after this and see reviews, and people be like, I hate it. But I don't know.
This one's 8%. So.
It does not taste strong at all. It just tastes light.
Yeah,
I almost wonder how that's...
Well, it's real 8%. Light, too.
Yeah, it's light in color.
Yeah, when it said stormy and dark, I was expecting it to be...
Like dark colored.
Yeah. not so much.
No.
Does it taste anything like the drink you talked about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it definitely has a little of that,
I've never had a dark and stormy.
That flavor.
Me neither.
It's ginger beer, and I mean, all you gotta do is, like, Gosling's makes a ginger beer, and they also make a dark rum, so you get dark rum, so you can just take dark rum and ginger beer, and that's it. I think you gotta garnish it with, like, a lime, you know, so it's,
I never spit something out so fast in my life.
Ginger beer?
Yeah, I tried to buy it itself. That great. It was one with the pit bull on it or something.
Some are okay.
And it was just so strong.
I've really only ever had it mixed with
overpowering.
Alcohol.
It was, it ruined me on it.
I had a ginger beer at the beer fest this year. I mean, it was okay. I can't remember
like an alcoholic ginger beer?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. It was this bad. Is like a non-alcoholic that you make the mixed drink with. It's just yeah, non-alcoholic, but you can also make like a getting off the beer here, but a Moscow Mule. Took me a second. I enjoy those when I'm not having a beer. A Moscow Mule, you just get like a copper mug and just have some vodka.
Why is it called ginger that? Beer and all.
You know, who knows? Probably because it has vodka in it. I'm sure it has nothing to do with Russia. Somebody from the U.S. probably made it up and was like, it says vodka, Moscow Mule. Mm. I have no idea.
Potato, vodka, Moscow Mule. I must break you.
That's a drink, people. Mm-hmm. I think we've been slacking them, trying to throw some in there.
That's true. No audible farts, either.
No.
I'll try and work on that.
Eat some more popcorn. That'll do.
I need to work on this. Yeah, let me get some popcorn here.
Mm. All right. Well,
I'm really enjoying this, though.
Are you ready to enjoy more, Andrew?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're gonna move on to beer number four. This is one that Blake brought. This is a fun one to say. This is Cigar City, which we had one of theirs in our pumpkin episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had the good gourd.
Yes, and that was my favorite of the night. This is their warmer winter warmer. Again, that's a palindrome beer. It's the same backwards as it is forwards. This is 11%, and it's an old ale with American hop varietals that has a complex citrus and caramelized toffee aroma and underlying notes of chocolate. They mashed up a traditional English-style barley wine and an old ale winter warmer style ale with citrusy American hops to create a Floridian winter ale.
Winter.
So, yeah, this is the warmer winter, winter warmer.
Warmer winter, winter warmer. Yes, okay.
Yes, you said it right. Yes, you heard that right.
You get the toffee right off the bat.
I'm just trying to say winter as many times as
right?
I can.
Yeah, I caught it.
Got to give a shout out to my trading partner, Juan Lopez, as well, if he's listening. Thank you. He sent me this... sometime very early in the year, and I'd sat on it for almost a year just because I was saving it till the next winter.
What did he get in exchange?
Oh, at this point, I didn't tell you. We've had so many trades. I'll send him 12 bottles. He'll send me 12 bottles. Yes.
Thank you.
Good work.
I try.
Yeah, I definitely smell the toffee on it.
It's a lot sweeter than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's...
You really get the caramelized sugar, and like that's the first thing that kind
of... Yeah.
Yeah, it actually...
You just did like a baby trying lemon for the first time.
Yeah, it gets your cheeks going, right? At least for me.
Yeah, it's got some heat to it. It'll warm you up. That's why it's...
Okay.
Called the winter warmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling it on my face and everything, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not quite that smashed pumpkin face that I made a couple episodes ago, but...
Okay, cool. I'm not the only one who makes faces.
Like, oh, no,
okay,
no.
Okay, good.
We have
that smashed pumpkin was
woohoo!
Yeah,
it's like someone took bourbon and mixed it with pumpkin.
There was a lot of bourbon smell, a little bit of pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
That did Tyler in, I think, and... Jason, I think it took all of us over the edge.
It smashed everybody?
Yes, literally.
I must break you.
Again, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one's not as boozy, but I mean, it's 11%, so you're going to expect a little bit.
Yeah.
You can definitely taste some heat there.
Once again, though, no hops. Out of all these beers we've had,
haven't been any really bitter.
A lot of the winter stuff,
which is cool. I'm not a huge hop fan.
Yeah, if you're not a big hop, this is a good episode to be on because a lot of winter stuff's not gonna.
Right.
What's funny actually is some like dark beers and stouts and that are actually technically more hoppy, have more IBUs than an IPA. You know, but they have so much malt in them too.
They get them
so strong. You know, so
it mutes that.
Yeah.
That flavor.
Yes, it does not have the hoppy flavor is almost non-existent in a lot of these.
It's definitely a warmer.
Yeah, I'm feeling...
These are one of my favorite things to have, like, in the winter, though. I mean, you come home, or you've been working all day or something, and it's cold out.
Your face is already red from being outside, and this just takes it a shade darker.
You sit down on the couch, it's warm in the house, you have something like this, and just, it's dark early... so you just kind of feeling mellow, you mellow out. I mean, these are one of my favorite kind of beers.
And this one is definitely a little darker than the Stormy and Dark. I would say probably twice as dark.
Yeah, easily.
So, I don't know what that does to the flavor, but it's it could be called dark winter, winter dark winter. Was that an audible fart?
Maybe.
That was a squeaker if it was. I just don't want people.
No, I just hit my hand.
Oh, damn it! I just don't want people missing out on on a drink.
We can't cheat them out of their chance to have a drink.
We can't. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm just enjoying it right now. I'm not talking as much as I normally
do. Yeah, I think
it's very smooth.
This year's should probably be out now. I mean, I would imagine, it's definitely out by now. So, I mean, if you're listening and you're...
Well, of course it's out now. Florida it's area. Almost the
well, yeah,
end of December.
So, I'm not sure exactly when it was released. You know, sometimes I'll release the winter stuff in January or February, but... I'm not sure because I think I got it shipped to me in April, but it's really good. So if you're in the Florida area or somewhere where you get Cigar City, I'm not sure where all they distribute to.
Yeah,
you can't get it around here.
No, you cannot. Oh, it's Florida, out of Tampa.
We're hooking you up tonight. You're getting out of area stuff. You got to go 3 hours north for the last one. This one you got to go. Mm. Quite a way south.
Quite a way south. That's right.
You know, that's a day and a half drive right there.
Well, I'm a traveler, so.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing.
If you're in Tampa, hit up Cigar City. I mean, they got all kinds of good beer. You can't go wrong.
We may have him picking up beer on their next road gig.
Yeah. Any road trip, feel free to
contact
swing
us.
We've actually played Tampa before.
Oh, there you go.
We went on that one. It was that one famous street, like. It was just clubs and bars one after another.
Like Ybor City?
Ybor City, yep. And we played one of the places there. That was a really cool area, though. Like it was almost like a mini Bourbon Street, almost.
See, I've never even been there.
And then you got Beale Street in Memphis that's kind of...
Oh, dude, that hurt me bad.
Yeah.
One time. Have you ever been there?
I haven't club hopped there, but I have... Stood on Beale Street.
Oh, okay.
Because I went down to Memphis to go to Sun Studios and Graceland. And,
oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, I made the horrible mistake. I went with my best friend, and we got down there, and I think we went to... there's an audible. we went to B.B. King's place first. And
okay.
They have these big, tall beers for... I don't know, like maybe $5 or $7. I can't remember, but they're really big. And you could just cruise down the streets, and everywhere you look, like there's on a corner or in an alley, there's somebody playing music. And
that's
cool. We got about two of those.
That's cool.
And then we went to this alley, and there's a bar in this alley. And they have a stage all the way in the back.
Is it one of those where you can drink on the street, you said?
Oh, yeah, you
walk. That's my favorite kind of town.
Down
in St. Louis, man, you can just see, like, you walking down the street with a drink. I'm like, man, why did you get like this everywhere? Like, you're not driving,
There's a barbecue place that's right down there, too. So the whole place smells of this barbecue.
Yeah, they got a lot of famous barbecue down there.
So the whole street just smells
like
barbecue.
I need to check it out. You know, it's, 6 hours away from
about
here?
About seven.
Yeah.
It's 7 hours away. It's actually the same distance from Nashville from here, too. Nashville and Memphis are both
Yeah, and I need to go to both. You know, I'm driven by Nashville countless
times. Three and a half hours.
I've never stopped in there, and I've just heard it,
fun
both
facts,
a really cool place.
Next episode, we're going to have some Nashville folks in town.
Hey-o!
We're going to be drinking some Nashville beer.
Oh.
So that's a good tie-in right there.
Well,
so stay tuned next week.
To wrap the story up, we had the two beers and feeling all right, and we went to this alley bar, and my buddy Jake said he was going to buy the first round of shots. And I was like, oh, okay. And I see him, like, sweet-talking the bartender, and smiling and kind of doing these little whisper things.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden he comes back with a red Solo cup, half-filled with tequila. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
That's a lot.
Yeah, and he's like, how much does this cost? He's like, $18.
It's about half a Solo cup more than I like to drink.
Yeah. Okay, so we tried to do it. It was 3 gulps.
Wow.
Yeah, the second one, you're like,
you're holding
shit in.
Like, thinking about it's making me want to throw up.
Three straight. Ugh.
Yeah. Everybody's
it was
had a night
one of the
with
dumbest
tequila.
Things I've ever done in my life, and it ruined the rest of, because I don't remember. We got into so much fucking trouble.
Tequila will do that.
Yeah. We tried to go to a strip club, and it was it just turned out to be a mess of a night. Like, it just a complete mess, and it was going to be such a fun night, and we just ruined it.
Well, on a story like that, that sounds like it was filled with debauchery,
mm-hmm.
that will lead in to our next song quite well. Let's check in with our friend's direct hit again. And this one's called Satan Says. They said get fucked. That means you need to take a drink, and hopefully you just took a bunch of them. That was Satan Says from Direct Hit, and hopefully if you're in the Chicago area, you checked them out. They were playing a trio of shows with Chicago punk legends Naked Ray Gun, doing some old school, you know, that's an old school band. Oh, yeah. They did a trio of shows with them at three different venues in the Chicago area earlier this month. Hopefully they went over fantastically. I was unable to make it because December, money's tight, Christmas, I got a kid, I got a girlfriend, I got family. I don't get to go to concerts too much in December, but I can't complain because yeah, I go to concerts all the time.
Yeah, money out the door right there, all that.
All right, we got one beer left for this evening, and this is our guest's beer. We always have our guest bring either something that catches their eye or one of their favorites. And unfortunately, Andrew wanted to bring one of his favorites, but they were out. So instead, he got an alternate. Yep, but it seems like it was still a good call. All right. And this is the Hebrew, the Schmaltz Brewing Company. This is the Bock Bock. It's 9.4 ABV. It's an Imperial American Bock. It's lager aged in bourbon barrels. And the barrel-aged Bock Bock gains its toasty, rich malt body and nutty caramel flavor from distinctive European malts to make a traditional Bock base.
Holy shit.
And it is bourbon-y. I just stuck my nose in my glass and...
I just take a drink.
Yeah.
It's like drinking whiskey almost.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What did you do to me, Andrew? I'm not a whiskey drinker. We know this. We've discussed this. I do not do hard alcohol very often. Yeah. And
it's definitely not one of those where it's like, you know, the beer and the whiskey have blended to just be so smooth and...
yeah, no, not
you know,
all.
It's like, no, you definitely...
Ooh, yeah, it's
like,
gotta...
I barely taste the whiskey, you know, or the bourbon flavor. It's like, no, I taste it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's clear as day that that's... Yeah.
Yeah, that first sip, I can taste it. I smell what the rock is cooking.
Yeah, but you know, if you're somebody that's in the bourbon and you
smell what the Bacchus is cooking,
still find this, it's worth picking up. I mean, I still like it. I'm not, you know, like some huge bourbon drinker, but it's a lot of the bourbon flavor, but it's obviously not like the bourbon burn.
It's
no, you get the bourbon aftertaste.
There is
a little
bit of.
You try to talk to somebody, they're gonna think you just drank a glass of bourbon.
Yeah, it's too sweet to be like a straight bourbon.
Yeah, say
taste.
It's got a lot of sweetness.
It's
got the bourbon
a good
flavor,
sweet
but
finish
sweetness.
On it.
Yeah,
but that initial. Shock to your palate. That's all bourbon. I'm not sure what these chickens are doing on the label. It's kind of freaking me out. They almost look like they're 69.
That was my thought.
But their mouths don't line up well because they're chickens.
Yeah.
But yeah, they almost look like Mexican jumping beans. One is upside down, and the other, they're doing something that's probably not FDA regulated.
NSFW label.
Yeah,
right.
It's definitely not free range, that's for sure.
But apparently they've made 1,269 cases of this, and this is from batch number one. The bottling date was April 24th, so this is aged half a year, give or take. And I think it's done well.
Well, it's bottle age, you're saying. I don't know, as far as barrel age.
I have no idea how long it was aged before.
Bottling. Yeah, I don't know.
So we aged it for 6 months.
Yeah.
On top of what it was. Barrel age. Doesn't say on the bottle? Or are you just looking at the label again?
I'm
the chicken 69-ing?
You know. Yeah.
Which one's the girl? Or are they both?
They might both be. I don't see any genitalia on these chickens. I'm not much of a chicken expert.
All right, Schmaltz is not anatomically correct on their labels with their chicken parts, so we don't know what's going on exactly.
It's just making me hungry. Some chicken nuggets.
If you actually hold it up to the light, you can actually see the...
chicken?
You can see the
wieners?
Alcohol.
The bits of chicken?
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's pretty crazy. Like normally you can do that with wine a lot.
Right.
You see that where you see the alcohol line. But you can actually see a little bit of the alcohol line.
What do they call that? The Tropic of... I don't know.
Alcohol?
Yeah, sure. That's it. I'm just...
Tropic of alcohol.
I'm making my glass like a lava lamp right
the
now.
The legs? I know if you have like a thick, like a port wine or something, they call it like the legs. You can see like the legs, I believe, when you can see like where the booze is kind of running down.
I think it called it a bock bock because that's all you can really say if you actually finish this.
Right.
That's all it sounds like. Like the peanut, the teacher.
Yeah, I've had my fair share of bocks, but this is definitely different.
Different.
This is not your Leinenkugel's Big Bud.
There's no bitterness to it. Yeah. I almost wish there was a little more bitterness to just balance out some of the sweet.
We haven't had much bitter this
episode.
It's
one of those, if you're splitting, it's good, but to get a whole, like, if you're going to pick up a bottle, I would recommend splitting it. Because unless you have a very sweet tooth, it is a sweet beer.
Well, this was a good choice, Andrew. Thanks for
I've actually never tried anything from these guys. I see them, you know.
The Funky Jubilation,
that
one's very good.
I
enjoyed that one quite a bit.
You know, it's so hard anymore. Yeah. There's so many breweries. I mean, you walk in a store, it's like, I'd love to buy everything here, but
yeah.
I only got so much money and only so much time to drink, too.
What they need to do, I'm sure you guys remember when I was a kid, Toys R Us had those, like, toy sprees where Nickelodeon, like, if you want a contest, you go... I want one of those with like a Benny's where I get to go in and they
just
give
stick
me
your arm out, go down the aisle, and just knock everything in the car.
The thing is, I'd be afraid of breaking, but I need like 5 minutes just to go run free in a liquor store. A supermarket sweep of just grabbing whatever beer I can, and in 5 minutes I get that.
Whatever
would be
that
fucking
show.
Phenomenal.
That reminds me of the movie Leaving Las Vegas.
Okay.
Where he's pushing down the cart. Have you ever seen?
I just know Elizabeth Shue's naked in it.
Yes, and she's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, he goes down the aisle, and he's just, his whole shopping cart just filled with nothing but...
Vodka, isn't it?
Well, vodka, whiskey, like, any kind of alcohol.
Yeah.
And like, he does dances as he picks his bottle up and puts them in, and...
That Nicolas Cage.
Oh, it's probably his Nicolas best role Cage. In life.
Not the bees! Not the bees!
I think it's his best role.
I could eat a peach for hours.
That's I just saw it the other day, sadly, for like the first Nick 15 Cage. Minutes of it, and... That has to be probably one of the cheesiest lines ever in a movie.
Son, you got a panty on your head. Raising Arizona, that's a great Nicolas Cage movie.
It is, that is a really good one.
All right, well, what we like doing with our guests, aside from drinking beer, we like to get your opinion on things. What is the first craft beer you remember drinking that you liked?
Don't put me on the spot. I really don't remember.
Your answer is going to be better than... previous guests. We had one guy who he couldn't recall any.
Really?
Because he doesn't really drink them.
We had a non-craft beer drinker on the show.
He brought us a Colto to drink.
Noise.
Yeah, I still hate him for that.
Honestly,
Jason, if you're listening, I hate you.
I think it actually was probably a Christmas ale, if I remember correctly. And was that like a Christmas party or something?
Okay.
I don't remember what it was, but I remember like this first time I've ever really stepped out of the beer realm.
Yeah, the domestic.
From your Coors Light and Bud Light and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, when having like a Michelob felt like having like something exotic or something, or a Heineken, you know? Like.
Yeah, and it was just like, whoa, what is this? And it had a lot of different flavors to it, but I'm pretty sure it was actually a Christmas, so it's kind of weird that we're... sitting here a couple...
Hey, man, 'tis the season.
Yeah.
And have you been to any breweries that you enjoyed? Like, did you go on... Have you gone on any tours? I know when you're on tour, you don't really have tons of time to do that kind of stuff, but...
You sit in the van a lot. No, I don't think I've ever been to a brewery. I've been to a couple wineries when we were out in California, but... Yeah, that was about the extent.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, how about... what is a favorite local place to drink and have some beers?
Or even on tour, a place you've been, like a really cool place.
You're like, I want to go back there again. They had a great beer selection.
Feel free to name a couple if you go.
I'd say probably here in Peoria, I would say Kellerhurst does a pretty good job.
Okay. Yeah, they're a local favorite.
I'm changing it up. The Peoria Brewery. I think they are
Peoria Brewing
really
Company.
Cool too.
Hey, so you have been to a brewery?
Yes.
Hey, there you go. Okay, Peoria Brewery.
Yeah, of course.
They don't really do tours because you sit in there and you're looking
at the tour. I see the area you brew.
Todd will probably be over there scraping stuff out of the vats and, you know.
That's a cool thing about a small little kind of hometown brewery like that.
There's been times I've walked in and in the humidity level, you can be like, okay, they're doing something right now. You know, there's a smell in the air.
Oh yeah, yeah. On the road, it kind of gets blurry, but I know
after Beale Street,
that was terrible. Yeah, I'd say Madison, Wisconsin. There's a place.
There's tons of good places.
I've never been there. I've heard it's so cool.
Madison is actually really cool. When we played there last, well, actually, I got hit with a cymbal from my bass player actually.
That sounds backwards.
Val knocked me unconscious and gave me a pretty good scar on my face. And then the second time we went there, though, is when we got introduced to Not Your Father's Root Beer, which I know you're not the hugest fan of.
It's not that I'm not the hugest fan. I think if in the hard root beer genre, there are better ones out there.
See, I don't classify it as a hard root beer, though.
That's what it's called.
I just say it's a root beer.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's real.
It's definitely one of the stronger hard root beers out there. And it's good. I mean, I've got one in my fridge right now, so I can't say... I'm not going to sit here and talk shit about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll drink it, but I think a lot of people just think it's so amazing, and there's other ones that are superior, in my opinion. But everybody's palate's different.
I think it actually goes down to really how you like your root beer, though. Some people like more of a warm vanilla kind of thing. Some people really like that strong root beer taste about it or whatnot. So I had that there for the first time in Madison. And
you remember the name of the place you were at?
It was Hijinks. It was a place called
Hijinks.
Yeah, it was a really cool venue.
Sounds like a wacky place.
If you're going to Madison, check out
Hijinks.
Hijinks, yes. And the promoter that brought us in, before we even played, which is always a terrible idea, there's a drink, is a terrible idea, but he decided to buy the band shots before.
You don't do that before the
show. Who doesn't want to get the band drunk before the
show? After the show.
But God love Shane, if he's listening. he had good intentions.
They're called hijinks for a reason.
Yeah, and he's like, well, yeah, let's do a barrel bomb. And they're like, you want the good root beer? He's like, yeah, definitely. I'm like, what's the good root beer? He's like, oh, yeah, it's the stuff made up here in La Crosse called Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So they have Not Your Father's Root Beer and Jaeger.
Jaeger.
Ugh.
Because normally a barrel bomb, you just use, like, non-alcoholic root beer.
Yeah,
but why not? Why not make the mixer alcohol as well? Yeah. I like that.
Oh, dude, no, it took it up a whole nother notch. Mm. Wisconsin is probably easily the biggest party state.
Oh, I believe that.
Any state.
Good breweries, and they like their beer in Wisconsin. Their cheese and sausage.
Yes.
Michigan. I like all these things.
Yeah.
Why don't we all move to Wisconsin? Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll do a show on the road. Yeah.
So then the next shot that he gives us, because, of course, he had to give us another shot, was a dirty Puerto Rican. Have you ever had a dirty Puerto Rican?
No, I've dated a girl of Mexican ancestry, but not a Puerto Rican.
Yeah. It's a shot of tequila with a pickle back.
What?
Ugh.
With a pickle back. Pickle juice back. So you do a shot of tequila, and then you do a shot of pickle juice.
I've heard of that with Jameson.
Okay,
pickle juice is amazing.
My girlfriend drinks pickle juice just as it is. She has a jar in her fridge.
I know some people are like
that. We talked about it last week when I put some beer in her fridge. I was like, Isaiah, you got your pickle juice. And she's like, yeah. There were no pickles to be seen in the jar. It's just so she can just have some of the juice.
Vinnie Paul from Pantera, if you ask him what is the best hangover cure, he'll say he drinks pickle juice and Pedialyte.
Okay.
And Pedialyte's liquid.
Yeah, that's electrolytes.
Sodium helps you retain the water.
Maybe
there's something to be said for that. Yeah, Pedialyte, I've heard.
Yeah,
but he says it's something about the vinegar and the cucumbers and all that, you know, like mixing together.
The salt that's in there, and it makes you hold water.
All right, well, all you Drunken Lullabies listeners, I'm going to tell you now, I'm 34 years old. I've been drinking I was of legal age. I did have some off years, but I got back into it in the last couple years. I think I'm drinking at a professional level now. We talked about this, you know, like you and I are in the majors.
Professional level.
I've never had a hangover.
What?
I have never had a hangover. And
I'm not buying it.
It's true.
I can get you a hangover.
Yeah.
What it is one, you have to know your limits. but two, I've drank to the point of vomitus, and you know, like that's not knowing your limits.
Yeah.
All you have to do, pop a couple ibuprofen or Tylenol and drink a full bottle of water before you go to bed. I usually wake up, I'm fine.
And your liver loves you.
Oh yeah, the Advil is just amazing.
It's just two. Mm. I'm not taking a handful. I'm not trying to kill myself here.
No, I think I've tried that, and I'm pretty sure I was still hungover.
Really?
Yeah.
Evidently, I just metabolized.
I will say,
your liver must be just dynamite.
I am odd, though. When I drink liquor, I feel like I don't have as bad a hangover as when I drink beer, which everybody is like the opposite. But I feel like my body processes liquor better than beer.
I don't drink liquor, so maybe that's part of it.
I don't know.
I don't
know.
Because when I start getting the shots going with drinking beer is when I...
Oh, that's bad news.
Death the next day. Yeah. So,
fun stuff. All right. Well, I think this is gonna just about wrap up this episode, our Christmas themed winter ale episode. And please, if you've been listening, this is our third episode, so you've had long enough to form an opinion on what we're doing. Leave us some reviews and feedback.
Yeah, we would love some
iTunes
feedback.
On our Facebook page. Just please. Look us up under Drunken Lullabies. Make sure you find we're the podcast, not the band. And, leave us
suggestions,
feedback.
Yeah, things you'd like us to talk about on the show, beers you'd like us to feature.
Exactly.
I mean, anything like that. We would
love... Give me a nickname.
Yeah. Give me a nickname besides Audible Fart.
Yeah.
I mean, please.
Something that his wife will be proud to go to Walmart.
And his newborn
we'd
child.
We'd love to hear from you guys. Yes.
My dad is Audible Fart.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
So, as far as, promoting anything... Andrew, like you said, you've got an album coming out in the foreseeable future.
Yes.
It's called Did Audible Fart. Yes, Drugs Delaney Audible Fart. Look for that at Co-op Records in Pekin.
Yes.
I will be more than happy to sell you a copy in the, you know, like I said, next couple months. So
am I smelling popcorn or fart? I can't.
Sometimes
it's just a delicious mixture.
I like to use my hot air popcorn popper that I've been using since I was a child in the 80s. It still works like a dream.
That thing is amazing. It is a trooper.
Air pop popcorn is the best popcorn. Because it is.
I know. I mean, I love it.
So, what year do you think you got that in?
Well, my parents bequeathed it to me. They're still alive, though. So they just... It wasn't, like, left to me in a will. They were just like, you're moving out.
That'd be awesome. That's all that's in the will.
You eat the most popcorn of anybody in the family. Use this the most. Take it with you.
Nice.
And I've had it since I moved out when I was 19. And it's been in my possession since, and I still use it on a very regular basis. And it will be used every episode of Drunken Lullabies.
I was
going to
say, the coolest thing about it, too, your place doesn't reek of oil.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, it's all air pop.
Like,
air pop,
baby. Popcorn, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to reek of
air pops, what's
oil. And it
popcorn.
Doesn't burn. It doesn't burn like in a microwave. And smells like ass. Yeah. So, yeah, it's good to go.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. We hope everybody has a happy holiday season.
Stay safe. Don't drink and drive.
Exactly. We don't want that. We want you...
Have a good Christmas.
You can't listen to our show if you're in jail. So, be at home, have some beers, and what we're going to do, our music pick of the week, direct hit, actually has a Christmas song.
What?
It's short, but we're going to play, and this is going to be our sign-off. So, until next week, this is Direct Hit with I Ain't Dreamin' of a White Christmas.
Fucking North Pole! This song is-